Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's October 6th, and I'm wearing a Chicago Bulls New Era 5950 purchased from Hibbett Sports. Like many folks from these parts, I'm a complete sucker for a cap that brings to mind the Chicago flag, a 107-year-old treasure that's an unmistakable icon representing the Windy City. You'll see this colorway show up in a Cubs version in a future recap, and you'll also see an even cooler design from Pro Jersey Sports show up on December 10th, so hang tight. On this date, in 1993, Michael Jordan announced his retirement from basketball. Now, we call it his first retirement, but obviously nobody had any idea that Mike would announce his return to the Bulls 17 months hence, which would ultimately lead to his second retirement, which we covered way back on our January 14th episode. If you want to see the early, really cringeworthy days of 90 Second Recap, I'd invite you to take a look at that episode. Oof-da. On the eve of what would become his first retirement announcement, MJ threw out the first pitch at the White Sox playoff opener against the Blue Jays, the first ever postseason game at New Comiskey, the Sox's first time in the playoffs in a decade. When Mike Monroe, then at the Denver Post, now a contributing writer at The Athletic, broke the story via the Associated Press, the response was as huge as you might expect in a world without social media, without Yahoo, without Netscape. When CBS broke the news in the top of the seventh, viewers were stunned. As was CBS when they learned that NBC had beaten them with a news flash by about 20 minutes.